Channel 955. Mojo in the morning. Caught on tape.
We just a couple of minutes ago caught on tape. We have it right here. We'll play it in just a second if you just missed it. We caught a valet taking money out of the car in our little experiment to test the valets. We're going to check back with Spike in just a second. He's trying to find a manager or some kind of a boss because the valet is not talking to him. Hey, what's going on? What do you want to say?
Matt, and I just want to call and say I think it's unfair what you're doing on the radio. Not for the fact that people are doing that, but I think you're painting all the valets with one brush.
Wait a second. You're painting all the valets? What just happened? It just happened right in front of us. We went to that one place that everybody kept talking about.
Yeah, that's great for that one place, but I mean, there's many other places within the city and within the country that valet park, and you're saying that basically all valets drive erratically and take things out of cars. That's untrue.
Well, what did you just hear on the radio?
I heard what you did on the radio. What I'm saying is, great, now you're stereotyping. This is what valets do. That's not what valets do.
Okay, you're a
valet. That's what these valets do.
You're a valet that's upset about this.
I was a valet for 5 years. I valeted my way through college. I think it's unfair.
Do you disagree that it ever happens?
No, I'm not going to say it never happens. I'm just saying that it's being stereotypical. It's just like saying cops, you know, all cops sit at donut shops. Great, a percentage of them do, but not everybody does that.
All right, well, hey, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it. Sorry, I got something in my throat here.
That's right.
I'm trying to check in. Our Tom and those guys in the other room are listening in to Spike to see if he can get a hold of a manager. We'll check in with Spike in a second. Jim, what's going on, bud?
How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Well, I used to valet for about 7 years, and I know every pro and con that has ever happened. I've seen, you know, everything that's ever happened. And we had situations where we had people stealing money and split it throughout all the valets at the end of the night, to where we had cars that were damaged, for example, a convertible top being down and the sprinkler system breaking and the whole thing getting flooded and had to dry it out before the customer even came out.
How much money would you guys end up splitting amongst everybody?
Well, I used to do it, and I admit it, I changed throughout the years and stuff, but I would have to say at a night, it depends where you also valet at, because I valeted, you know, a couple of different places in Detroit and at Royal Oak. We're going to talk between maybe, I should say between $20 and $70, so that's quite a bit of money.
So it's just a few dollars here and there, though, then, right?
Correct.
And then in a lump sum with all the valets, it's
right,
probably
right. Everybody would do it and split it, and everybody would know about it. And the people who, you know, didn't want to know about it because they would riot on you. So they weren't involved in it. So
right, give us some advice. This is Jim, a former valet who admits that he used to steal out of cars. What advice can you give to the customer that uses valet?
Definitely do not leave anything out. If you have anything out, like a radar detector, money, CDs, whatever, put it in your glove department. Definitely, you know, stash. If you have a purse, for example, your wife or your girlfriend has a purse, definitely stash it underneath your seat. Do not leave anything valuable out there. The first thing they see is, oh, how can I make more money?
Well, we blatantly, if you just missed a couple minutes ago, we blatantly put out over $70 cash.
Yep, I heard that.
And
change,
you know,
and CDs
change and stuff like
stuff
that
in the glove compartment.
And, I mean, you're talking $30, $40 of it got stolen by the valet because it was just sitting out. I mean, who leaves $70 cash in you know, the passenger
Correct.
Seat?
My boss used to tell us a long time ago that he used to, in the beginning when he used to start his valet company, I'm not going to say who it was and what valet company, but he used to steal batteries, fresh, good batteries, out of cars, put older, crummier ones in there, and sell those good ones and make more money out of them.
Amazing.
Stealing parts out of the car. Now, that's something I haven't heard before.
Spike and Chad, I'll actually go back to you. I understand we might have a manager that will talk to us right now and explain what's going on.
Do it quick. We're starting to attract the crowd.
Okay.
Sir, can I talk to you for a second? One of your employees actually parked his car, and when we came back, there was $40 missing out of the car.
Okay.
Oh, $40, but you got to prove it. Well, I was in the back of the car. I saw the whole thing. I mean, we're witnesses.
Oh, well, number one, where you had the money at?
We had it in the dashboard, and that guy over there that's going away in the blue car stole the money.
Well, number one, you should get the guy in the blue car, because you got to prove it.
But that's your employee. Your employee's driving away and parking more cars. Meanwhile, he just took money out of our car.
Okay, number one, we're going to find out who got the money, but you got to prove who took the money.
I'm pointing to the guy. He took the money, and he took the money right out of our car. It's $40.
Spike, explain to him that you were in the back, you were in the trunk of the car the whole time. You witnessed the whole thing.
I was in the trunk of the car the whole time watching, and we saw him take $40 out of the car. I saw him take it out of the glove compartment. What more proof do you need to
know? I don't, I don't think my employee would do that, take some money out of somebody's car. I don't really believe that.
So even though I was a witness and saw it happen, and I was in the back of the car, you're going to tell me that I'm lying, that it didn't happen?
Well, I think you might take us to the court for that, because I don't think my employee would take that.
Come on, that's your policy? Take you to court? I mean, I was a witness to it. I'm standing right here telling you.
You might think you might get $40, but I don't see it, and maybe the other car got it.
Hey,
well,
Spike.
I don't think my employee got the money.
Spike, see if you can find somebody other than the valet people. Yeah. See if you can find, like, a manager or something. We'll try to talk to them.
You got it. I'm getting nowhere with these guys.